Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your friendly neighborhood dose of sanity in a crazy world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, this week's topic hit me right in the feels, Self-Care Sunday. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, ugh, another preachy self-care spiel, stick with me for a minute. Because, trust me, we're going way beyond bubble baths and face masks here. We're talking about real strategies to actually recharge and refresh your batteries after the week's whirlwind. Ever feel like you're running on fumes by Sunday? Like you've been pushed through a blender of deadlines, meetings, social obligations, and just plain life? Yeah, me too. It's the universal human experience, folks. But here's the thing. We can actually fight back against that feeling of burnout. And Self-Care Sunday is your secret weapon. Now, I'm not talking about a day of complete idleness. We need to be productive, right? But what if we reframe Sunday as a day to invest in ourselves, to replenish our energy reserves, so we can tackle the week ahead with renewed focus and enthusiasm? Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? So why treat your mind and body any differently? First things first. Let's ditch the guilt trip. We need to stop seeing self-care as a luxury or a frivolous indulgence. It's not about being selfish. It's about being strategic. By taking care of ourselves, we're actually becoming more effective in every aspect of our lives, our relationships, work, hobbies, you name it. Second, get granular with your self-care routine. What truly recharges you? Maybe it's a long walk in nature, catching up on your favorite book, or finally tackling that puzzle you've been ignoring. It could even be something as simple as listening to music that makes you feel alive, or cooking a healthy meal that nourishes both your body and soul. The key is finding activities that genuinely bring you joy and help you de-stress. Third, disconnect from the digital world. Seriously. Put down the phone, shut off the notifications, and give yourself a break from the constant barrage of information. We're bombarded with emails, social media updates, news alerts. It's exhausting. Carve out some time to unplug and reconnect with yourself and your surroundings. Fourth, move your body. It doesn't have to be a grueling workout. Even a gentle yoga session, a leisurely bike ride, or a simple dance party in your living room can do wonders for your physical and mental well-being. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and helps you feel more energized and focused. Finally, prioritize sleep. I know, easier said than done, right? But getting enough shut-eye is crucial for both our physical and mental health. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sunday morning rolls around, and instead of hitting snooze and scrolling through social media, you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to embrace the day. You put on some comfy clothes, brew a cup of tea, and head outside for a peaceful walk in nature. The fresh air invigorates you, and the sounds of birds chirping fill your ears with a sense of serenity. Later, you whip up a delicious and healthy meal, savoring each bite as you appreciate the simple act of nourishing your body. You spend the afternoon reading a captivating book or indulging in a creative hobby that brings you joy. As evening approaches, you disconnect from the digital world and enjoy a relaxing bath, maybe even light some candles and put on some soothing music. By bedtime, you feel calm, content, and ready for a restful night's sleep. See? Self-care Sunday doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and allow you to recharge and refuel. So this week, challenge yourself to try something new, to make some small changes that can add up to a big difference in how you feel. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your happiness, your health, and your ability to show up as your best self each and every day. Now, go forth and reclaim your Sundays, and don't forget to share your self-care Sunday rituals with me on social media. Let's build a community of folks who are committed to tapping out of overstimulation and embracing a life of balance and well-being. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.